At a university where women make up 59% of the student population, Caitlin Schaub often finds herself as the only woman in her classes at UW-Eau Claire. Out of the 226 students in the computer science department, Schaub is one of 14 women. Schaub came to UW-Eau Claire knowing she wanted to try computer science because her mother is a programmer and encouraged her to take programming classes in junior and high school.
I didn't really think that there would be any, like, gender differences because my mom was doing it, so it felt normal to me. So when I got there, it was kind of, like, shocking.
After realizing she's the only woman in lectures full of men, Schaub tried taking accounting and math classes instead.
But I just kept going back to computer science.
The computer science department is working to get more women interested in pursuing a degree in computer science. Heather Amthauer is one of 8 professors in the department and is the only woman.
The women that we do get in the door stay. I can't get females in the door.
She thinks that her department, not only at UW-Eau Claire, but across the nation, does a poor job of advertising what computer scientists actually do. Amthauer says when she gives lectures in high schools, students think programmers just work on computers.
That's just a tool, you know? It's just, we always have the analogies, it's like, you know, biology is not about microscopes. It's just a tool you use to help you solve or figure out problems. And they didn't realize how creative it is, and also how social the problem solving is. Like, very rarely are you ever in a little bubble by yourself. You are interacting, you're bouncing ideas off people.
Both professors and students in the computer science department are trying to get more women interested in computer science by exposing them to programming in middle and high school. Amthauer says if girls aren't intrigued by computer science in 7th or 8th grade, they're less likely to pursue it in college. On Tuesday, Schaub was elected as president of Women in Information Technology Systems, an organization on campus which supports and promotes women in information technologies and encourages women to study in those fields. WITS does outreach to local middle and high schools to work on programming projects with girls to show them programming isn't just for the boys, and gives the 14 women in the department a place to get support from other women.
Some of the biggest support, I think, is just, like, knowing you have someone there for you and someone to, like, talk to you about, like, even personal problems, because sometimes that's hard with guys because they don't know how to react.
Amthauer says professors conduct workshops at area schools to get both boys and girls interested in the field. This summer, Amthauer will be working at a summer camp in Altoona to teach boys and girls about robotics, and says the organizers really encourage girls to come.
We're not going to have it where, like, only the boys get to touch the robots. It's just going to be everybody's going to get a chance and have it be like, if it fails, it's okay. There's, like, very rarely do you succeed the first time, because I know, like, I see this even with my daughter. Like, if she doesn't get it right the first time, she doesn't think that she's any good at it.
This problem-solving mindset is exactly what Amthauer says makes a good computer scientist, and that someone who is interested in the field doesn't need to know the ins and outs of coding to get started in programming.
Computer science is an option for everyone, and we don't expect any experience. Like, if you were to come to my class, a beginning introductory class, I don't expect any experience.
Amthauer's advice to women who are thinking of pursuing a computer science degree is to go for it and enroll in a class.
Go for it. Just do it. I mean, enroll in the class. You will have fun. You are going to establish, like, a group of friends. Like, we get cohorts of people. Like, you can tell, like, who's taken their first programming class with each other, because we have a very supportive, the students here are very supportive of each other.
Schaub's business minor complements her software engineering degree, as she hopes to get a job in IT management after she graduates next year, where she said she may face and overcome more battles being a woman and leader in computer science. Reporting for Blue Gold Radio News, I'm Brianne Liga.